Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're plunging into, well, a really fascinating story. Methylene blue, MB for short.
Right.
First made way back in 1876, this compound, it has a remarkably long history in medicine.
It really does. Quite versatile, you know, treating things like methemoglobinemia.
Or your blood can't carry enough oxygen. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even as an antidote for certain poisons. A real workhorse, like you said.
But today, we're diving into its, let's say, more complex potential in cancer.
Mm-hmm. It's intriguing stuff. You might just know it as a blue dye, but there's actually a growing body of research looking at how it might fight cancer itself.
Okay, so our mission here is to explore what the sources are telling us about MB. It's established uses in oncology now, and then maybe peek over the horizon at the more experimental stuff.
Sounds good.
So where is it already making a difference in cancer care, like right now?
Okay, well, it's really important to understand that methylene blue already has valuable roles, but maybe not primarily as a direct cancer therapy itself.
Okay.
Think of it more as a vital diagnostic and surgical tool.
Ah, right, like helping surgeons.
Exactly. So in breast cancer, for instance, surgeons use it to identify sentinel lymph nodes, the key ones.
And finding those can mean sparing patients from, you know, bigger, more invasive procedures.
Precisely. And similarly, in colorectal cancer, it helps pathologists find more lymph nodes after surgery for better, more accurate staging.
Okay, that makes sense. But I remember our sources also mentioned, well, a bit of a warning, right, when using it diagnostically?
Yes, crucially. So take chromatography for esophageal cancer. MB is used there to highlight potentially precancerous areas.
Right.
But the catch is, when it's exposed to the light during that procedure, MB can actually cause some DNA damage.
Wow, okay. So a double-edged sword there.
It really highlights the balance needed. It's a powerful tool, but you have to manage it carefully to avoid unintended harm.
Okay. But here's where it gets maybe even more interesting. MB isn't just diagnostic. Our sources say it's actually a clinically validated therapeutic in support of cancer care.
Absolutely. And this is a huge deal for patients going through treatment.
How so?
Well, think about severe oral mucositis. That's that really painful inflammation you can get in your mouth from chemo and radiation.
Awful side effect. Makes it hard to eat, drink.
Totally. Methylene blue, used as an oral rinse, significantly reduces that severe pain.
Mm-hmm.
There are good human trials supporting this. It seems to act as a local anti-inflammatory.
Allowing patients to actually eat again, that's huge.
It really is. And it also acts as an antidote for a specific severe neurotoxic side effect from a chemo drug called ifosfamide. It helps restore brain cell function.
So really powerful supportive care. Okay, now, let's shift to that investigational frontier. The idea of MB directly fighting cancer cells, what's the thinking there? What makes it potentially anti-cancer?
Well, what's fascinating is its multi-target action. It seems to hit cancer cells in a few ways.
Okay.
One is messing with their metabolism. Cancer cells often love that sort of sugar-guzzling process, the Warburg effect. MB can kind of force them back towards using their mitochondria for energy.
Which is more efficient, but maybe more stressful for them.
Exactly. It can essentially starve them or put them under lethal stress. Beyond that, it seems it can directly damage the mitochondria in cancer cells, triggering programmed cell death apoptosis.
And then there's the light activation thing you mentioned earlier, like a targeted attack.
Right. Photodynamic therapy. When MB is activated by specific light, it generates these reactive oxygen species.
Little chemical bombs.
Pretty much, yeah. They cause localized cell death. And what's really exciting here, potentially, is that this type of cell death can sometimes be immunogenic.
Meaning it wakes up the immune system?
Yes. Might prime your own immune system to recognize and fight the tumor. Maybe even tumors that weren't directly treated with the light.
Mm-hmm.
This idea called the abscopal effect.
That sounds, well, potentially revolutionary if it works reliably in people, but there seems to be a big gap between the lab results and actual clinical use, right?
Absolutely. A very clear divide. So, for example, ovarian cancer looks like maybe the most robust candidate in preclinical studies. It shows promise even in resistant models.
Okay.
But zero human therapeutic trials testing it directly against ovarian cancer. None.
Huh. And what about brain tumors? Glioblastoma.
Ah, that's kind of a cautionary tale. Looked powerful in lab dishes, really promising.
No.
But then it failed entirely in animal models.
Whoa.
What went wrong there? Why the disconnect?
It really points to a massive challenge. Drug delivery.
getting it to the target.
Exactly. Getting enough methylene blue actually into the brain tumor is incredibly difficult with the methods we have now. So even if it works in a dish, if you can't get it there in a living system, well, it won't work.
Makes sense. Any other examples?
Melanoma is another one. Long history of preclinical work. MB seems to like melan, so it accumulates there. Shows potent cell killing in labs.
Yeah.
But again, still no human therapeutic trials for using it as a direct treatment.
So, okay, boiling it down. What are the biggest hurdles? Why isn't MB a direct cancer drug yet?
I'd say the primary one is delivery. Just figuring out how to get enough of it reliably to the tumor site at the right concentration. Nanotechnology might hold some promise there, packaging it differently.
Right.
Then there's this tricky thing called the dosing paradox. MB is incredibly sensitive to dose. Too little, obviously ineffective. But too much can sometimes reverse its benefits or even cause harm. Finding that therapeutic window, that sweet spot, is tough.
And safety, of course. You can't ignore that. Arthros has flagged a couple of big ones.
Indeed. Really crucial points. First, it's contraindicated, absolutely shouldn't be used in people with G6PD deficiency. That's a genetic condition affecting red blood cells.
Okay, important to know.
And second, MB is a potent MAOI, a monoamine oxidase inhibitor. That means it can cause a dangerous condition called serotonin syndrome if it's combined with common antidepressants like SSRIs.
Wow, yeah, that's a serious drug interaction risk.
Definitely. These are major clinical considerations for any future therapeutic use.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. To summarize our deep dive today, methylene blue. It's already a valuable player in cancer care, right? Making a real difference in diagnostics, surgery, and managing some really tough side effects like that oral mucositis.
Yes, its current value is clear and clinically proven in those areas.
But its potential as a direct anti-cancer therapy, while exciting based on the lab work, it's still largely stuck in preclinical research for now.
That journey from the lab bench to the patient's bedside is often long and full of challenges. Delivery and dosing are major ones here.
But the potential is there. So here's a final thought for you. Could this old blue dye, this historic compound, if we finally crack that delivery code, maybe pair it smartly with newer things like immunotherapy, could it actually become a precision tool to really supercharge our fight against cancer?
It's definitely a provocative question. The potential is tantalizing.